Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Yes, 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 it is I am he. We are here for another exciting, unstoppable story show. It's an unstoppable day, family. Here is your life accountability coach, Terrence, the unstoppable coach Leftridge, welcoming you to another Tuesday night and another episode of the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to unstoppable people with unstoppable stories. How you doing out there, family? How you doing out there on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories? And how are you doing out there watching on Facebook Live? I missed you guys. Been away for a couple of weeks. Took some time off, took some well-deserved vacation time. You know, I like to always say, if you're going to work hard, then you got to balance it out and be able to play hard. So I took the last couple of weeks to do some post-production of the show, gearing up for the next 6 months of the year. But I also took some time to just relax and unwind, recharge the batteries, if you will, so that we could come back and bring to you more unstoppable stories like we have tonight. We're going to have two powerful guests on the show tonight with their one with a powerful story that you really got to hear. And then the other, we're going to be talking to a couple of my clients that are having an unstoppable book signing event this weekend. So as always, you know what I like you to do? I want you to go ahead and grab your favorite beverage, your pen and your paper, and get ready to take some copious notes, because these stories that you're going to hear tonight, they're definitely going to entertain you. They're definitely going to inform you. And I think I'm not really sure, but I kind of think that if you really pay close attention, you're going to get some nuggets and learn some lessons that are literally going to change your life and maybe even save your life. That's what we do here on the Unstoppable Story Show. We bring in ordinary people with life-changing stories, unstoppable stories, so that they can share their message of how, not only how they got to where they are, but how they got to where they were going, so that you may be able to take the next level in your journey towards your greatness. So go ahead, tell a friend that we are on the air right now, blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. And if you want to join our conversation, here's all you got to do. All you got to do is dial into 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. We're going to be talking about making every second count. Yeah, especially in the days that we're living in right now, you know, whether you're religious or whether you're spiritual or whether you're just a person who's looking with the third eye, you can see that there's some things that are really happening in the world these days, some things that you just can't quite put your finger on, some things that are making you say, you never know when that moment is going to come in your life that's going to change your life, whether it's for the good or in some cases where it's for the bad. But there's one thing for sure, in each, every one of our lives, those moments are going to come. The old folks used to say, keep on living. If you haven't had that moment yet, it's coming. And other people will say that either you are in it, you're going to it, or you're about to go through it. But in either one of those cases, going through the things that we're going through or seeing other people go through some of the things that we're seeing happening in this day and age, really takes us to a point where we got to look back, sit back, and say, what am I doing to make every moment? You know, I said earlier this year, as part of my Be Seen in 2017 mantra that I've been living throughout the year, is that I do not want to count the moments. I want to make every moment count. And that's what I want you guys to think about tonight as you listen to our first guest. He is a powerful young man with an unstoppable story, an unstoppable story of going through something tragic and having the power to come through on the other side, both physically, mentally, and he's going to share his message with you this evening. He hails from Piqua, P-I-Q-U-A, Ohio, right in the middle of the heartland. He is an independent distributor for a large company. He is highly energetic, and he's a lover of every moment. And he says he's a very loud motivator to the unmotivated who are living life on this level when they really need to be living life on the next level. He is here to motivate you and to let you know that you need to start not now, but right now, making every moment count. He is the co-author of the Live Your Best Life series book called Answering the Call. He is my black belt speaker brother, hailing from Piqua, Ohio. Let's bring into the show without any delay my friend, Jeff Marconnet Jr. Jeff, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you, Terrence.
Hey, Jeff, it's an unstoppable day. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing phenomenal.
Yes,
how
indeed.
How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm unstoppable. You know what the tagline says. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your increasingly busy schedule to hang out with the Unstoppable Story Show this evening. How have you been?
I've been great. You say my schedule is ever increasing and getting busier, and that's true. It's like I keep getting these speaking opportunities, and I will be speaking in Maryland next week.
Wow.
Next weekend, actually, with Les Brown and the rest of my black belt speaker family, and
yes,
I am very excited.
As well you should be. And for those people who are watching on Facebook Live right now, you can see on the monitor Jeff's flyer for the Live Your Best Life conference. It's going to be happening June 10th in Maryland. June 10th, he is going to be hanging out with all the black belt speakers, as well as the phenomenal Les Brown, one of the top five speakers in the world. And, you know, I'm happy to say that I can now call him a friend since I had the opportunity to MC his event just earlier this month in May in Texas, McAllen, Texas. So shout out to Les Brown. And I know, Jeff, you are going to do a phenomenal job this weekend. So, but before we give them more information about that, let's just talk more about you. So, Jeff, let's take a moment to introduce yourself to our audience. And I want you to start off by this. I want you to answer the question that we ask all of our guests on the Unstoppable Story Show. And that question is simply, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
Well, to be unstoppable, I think, to me, means not giving up, never throwing in the towel. You get just one life to live. Why not make it count? Regardless of what happens to you or whatever setbacks you may experience, you have untapped strength and ability within you. In life, it's 10% what happens and 90%
of how you react
to what happens to you. Your problems are not the problem. Your problems are the way you react to the problem. And I just want to help everybody get over the fact that they can't do something and realize that they can, and to be, as you say, unstoppable.
I love it. I love it. And you guys, you're listening to Jeff Marconet Jr. He's our guest this evening on the Unstoppable Story Show. Hey, he's about to give you his unstoppable story, and we want to hear your comments. So if you want to be part of the conversation, just start dialing in now to area code 323-870-3764. That's area code 323-870-3764. Shout out to Lorraine Radcliffe out in Facebook land. She's watching us live right now. Jeff, say hi to Lorraine and tell her how you're doing.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you doing? I'm doing great here in Ohio. The weather is phenomenal and my life is going amazing. I just cannot wait. Thank you for watching this.
Great. So, you know what? That's a perfect segue, because there was a time that your life wasn't going all that great, right, Jeff?
Correct.
Why don't you tell our audience about your unstoppable story that's got you so passionate about telling people to make every second count?
All right. Cool. Thank you, Terrence. Well, on January 7th, 2002, I was on my way to lunch from school one day. We were actually going to Wendy's. I know that doesn't matter to you, but I told you, why not? But as the light turned green and I pulled forward to go, a semi decided to run the red light. He T-boned me in the intersection, leaving me nearly dead. But I suffered a traumatic brain injury, the top bone in my spine that connects with the skull was broken, so it's considered a fractured skull and not a broken neck, but they put me in a halo for 3 months for that. I had a broken jaw, 2 fractured ribs, a punctured lung, and a ruptured spleen. I had a tube in through my stomach to help me eat, a tube in through my ribs to reinflate my lung, and a tracheotomy in my neck, and I was actually on a ventilator for a few days.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. And you said you were in a coma for 2.5 months, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to say that.
Wow. So take us back to the moment before the crash. Tell us about what Jeff's life was like that moment before you got T-boned.
Well, I used to ride BMX. That's bicycles if you're not in the know. But I rode 365 days a year. It didn't matter if it was rain or snow or extreme heat, I was riding. In fact, we had ice one day on my street about 4 inches thick because it had done the freezing rain stuff overnight. And my friends and I made snow tires out of old tires with nails sticking out of them. Wasn't very smart, but we did it, and we rode our bikes on the sheer ice for hours.
Wow. So you were pretty fearless then in your younger days, huh?
Yes, I guess so.
And how old were you when this life-changing accident occurred?
I was 17. I tell people all the time that I turned 17 on October 12, 2001, and then January 7, 2002, I was born again.
Oh, wow. Why do you say that? Why the emphasis of being born again?
Because I had to, once I came out of the coma, I had to relearn everything again, from walking and talking to eating and drinking and just everything in life.
So you basically had to start over from the beginning like a newborn baby then, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, some people who are in a coma, they have the ability to remember some of the things that happened before the coma. They even have the ability to remember some of the things that was happening during the coma. They have some memory. They heard some things or they felt some things. What did you have that similar experience, or what was it?
Well,
do you remember anything from your 2.5 months?
I remember everything from before the morning of the accident. So from when I was originally born to 17, I remember most of that. I mean, I don't remember coming out of my mom or anything, but
right,
you understand.
I got you.
All right, and then for the 2.5 months, I do not remember a thing.
Wow.
I do remember coming where they consider a level 4 in a coma, and my sister was there because my parents had gone home from the hospital for a little while to get cleaned up, because my parents never left me alone in that hospital. One of the doctors told my parents that we have good nurses, we have good doctors, and we have good patient care technicians. But if I was you, I wouldn't leave my son in here alone either. And my parents never left the hospital, but occasionally they would go out and get somebody to cover for them. And on this day, my sister was staying with me, and she would take me for a walk in my wheelchair around the hospital. And when we got back to my room, my sister heard a noise from me. And she was like, that's weird. And so she decided to come around and look at me. And I was just bawling my eyes out, crying. And she didn't know why. So she went and grabbed nurses really fast. And when they came in the room, all they could do was smile. And my sister was freaking out, saying, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And all they were doing was smiling. Because I was finally to the point that they had been waiting for so long.
And
amazing.
And your sister Penny is actually watching us live on Facebook Live right now. Shout out to Penny Lee. The look on his face was something I can't describe. I was horrified. Wow. So, you know, we could talk all day about everything that happened during that 2.5 months, but let's talk about, first of all, let's congratulate you because you came back to us, and we're so happy that you came back to us. I would have never met you if you didn't come back to us. I'm hearing the story afterwards, and every time I hear it, it's a powerful story. But what about losing 2.5 months of your life has now made you so passionate about making sure that people make every moment count in their own lives?
Well, like I said earlier, you only have one life. Why not make it count? Because seriously, it doesn't matter what happens to you in your life. You're in control. You create your own reality. And don't think you don't, because you do, absolutely.
I love it. So you now, we're fast forwarding. You are now the co-author of this phenomenal book, the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call, with some other phenomenal black belt speakers under the tutelage of Dr. Reuben West. What has it been like for you to be part of the black belt speakers? And now what does it, how does it feel to be a published author?
Well, thank you for asking this, Terrence. It's quite the question. But being a part of Reuben West's Black Belt speaker family is amazing. And, I mean, it has opened so many doors for me that would have not been opened if I wouldn't have joined. And everybody in the group is very loving, and they start each morning at the live conferences with a hug. And when I was there the first time, I was like, what are all these people doing? They're all so happy, and they're celebrating. And I just didn't understand.
What's going on with these people, right?
And then I got involved, and by the second day, I was like, hey, I'm hugging all these people, too. I'm cool. So I love being a part of the Black Belt family, and I know, like, after training in Stone Mountain, Georgia, in October of last year, I came home and I told my mom, hey, I'm doing this book. And she was all excited. She wanted me to do it. And it was completely awesome because on October 21st, the same year, we lost my mom. She had very sudden thing that popped up, and her heart just stopped. And it was really hard. But I'm very glad and excited to know that she knew about my book. She knew what I was going to be doing, and I know she would be proud of me. And she was proud of me.
And I love it, and I love that you got the opportunity. Great, great, great. You guys, we're talking with Jeff Marquinet Jr., one of the co-authors of the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call, and he's my fellow black belt speaker brother, and he is sharing his unstoppable story this evening about making every second count. And he's going to hit you with three tips that he's going to be sharing, because he's going to be a part of the Live Your Best Life conference that's coming up on June 10th in Maryland. So if you're in the Maryland DMV area, you got to make your way to Maryland to hear him speak live, or you'll be able to hear him live streaming at the same event. We'll give you more information about that towards the end of the show. But Jeff, we want you to just give them just a little bit, give them a taste of what they're going to hear from you when you do your presentation at the Live Your Best Life conference on June 10th. You've got three points that you're really going to be bringing out of a lot of points you're going to be given, but we only got time for these three. Don't want to give them too much right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's talk about the first thing. Let's talk about, you said, as a result of going through what you went through and then being a part of the Black Belt speaker group, telling your mom you were going to write this book, and then she's suddenly transitioning from this earth. Did that really give you the impetus to really start celebrating every moment in your life?
Well, I got the inclination to celebrate every moment after my wreck, because I was still alive. I received a second chance at life, and most people do not receive that second chance. they merely get one chance. And most people don't even put that to use. They just go on making it through the day. And I decided that I wasn't going to count the days. I was going to make the days count.
I love it. I love that quote. And how have you been going about doing that? How have you been going about making every second count in your life?
Well, thank you for asking that too, Terrence. You're helping me out here, man. All right.
That's what we do. Tell your story.
I just basically made the decision to be happy. I've always said ever since my accident that if I wake up in the morning, that's a great day. And if I'm alive, that's a great day. So nothing can get worse than great. So I make every day great, and that has really helped with just being happy and helping other people to be happy at the same time.
Okay. Now, you know what? Happy, we like to throw that word around, you know, don't worry, be happy, you know, popular song. Pharrell did the song "Cause I'm Happy" last year, and everybody's dancing to it. Yeah, you got it. But how do you, not everybody knows that being happy is a decision that you've got to make. How do you make the decision to be happy, Jeff?
Well, I'm not really positive on that. It's just deciding to be happy. As you say, making the decision to be happy. You know what you want out of life. You know what you want out of a day. You know what you want out of every day. So just going out there and making those dreams, those goals, those ambitions happen every day helps you to be happier, helps you to realize that you do mean something and you matter in this life.
Yes, I agree. You know, you said earlier before we came on the show that, you know, what life is 90% of what happens in life, but it's also 10% on how you react to things in life. I suggest to you that someone who may not have been as strong as you, someone who may not have been determined as you, someone who hasn't made the decision to be happy probably would not have even come out of the coma like you did. I submit to you that there was something going on in your mindset while you were in the coma that would not allow your mind to go away because of the coma. And that's why you're sitting here today telling us your unstoppable story. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, you are probably correct. And having my parents, having family, having friends there at the hospital every day probably did something to remind me that I had more to live for, and I believe that I had a purpose already that I needed to fulfill, and that purpose being inspiring, helping other people, and I don't know, I want to make it count.
I love it. I love it. You guys, we are talking to Jeff Marconet Jr. He is the co-author of the book, Live Your Best Life Series, Answering the Call. You guys, if you want to talk to Jeff, got a comment for Jeff, go ahead and give us a call at 323-870-3764. 323-870-3764. Hit that number one on your touch tone phone, and we will try to get you on the call. Meanwhile, on Facebook Live, we got Lorraine Radcliffe watching. She says, God had a purpose for you. We've got Dr. Womack watching. Shout out to Dr. Womack. We got Blossom Rogers watching. So we've got people definitely tuning in on Facebook. So what do you want to say to the people that are watching you on Facebook right now?
Guys, thank you so much for watching. Pay attention, because I know this story can change lives. If not your life, don't be afraid to tell somebody else about me, because this story, my story, can affect lives, can change lives, and can even save lives. Even if you don't resonate with my story, or you don't think your friends will resonate with my story, get the book.
Yeah. Tell us about the book. Tell us about Live Your Best Life, Answering the Call. And before you do that, we've got some people in on the Blog Talk Radio's phone lines from the 937 area code and from the 804 area code. If you want to have a comment or a question, go ahead and hit that number one on your touchtone phone, and we'll bring you live into the conversation. But so, Jeff, tell us about the book. Tell us about the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call. What's the book about?
Well, the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call, is about exactly that, answering the call. I mean, each author has two chapters, and they go through their experience in the first chapter, and in the second chapter they offer ideas and tips to help you get past the setback in your life. Because like Les Brown says, if you get knocked down, try to land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Absolutely.
And this book is to help you realize that you have a purpose, and you may be struggling with it, but we landed on our backs, and you can too.
I love it. And you know what? You were literally T-boned. You were literally knocked on your back. And look at you. You know, you have that but God aura over your life that allowed you not only to get up, but to come out, and now you are telling your story. So, you know, I am so proud of you for your willingness to be vulnerable with yourself so that you can share your message with other people. God bless you for that. And, you know, you've already heard how you are blessing people every time they put a mic in front of your hand, in front of your face, and you are able
in front of my hand.
Yeah, that too. So what, you've got two chapters in the book. What are your two chapters called?
Well, the first chapter is called Make It Count. Or no, the first chapter is called A 2.5 month second. I was in a coma 2.5 months, and it kind of went overnight for me, but it didn't for other people.
And then
the second chapter is called Make It Count, and that's just like your life afterward, making it count, celebrating each moment.
I love it. All right, I'm still looking. I know there's people that are listening online. I'm trying to see if anyone would press that number one. Anybody courageous enough to come and talk to Jeff and give him a question or some motivation on what it is that he's saying this evening. So we'll give it a little bit more time, see if anyone's going to be courageous enough. We've got a couple of people from the 937 area code out there, and we've got someone from the 804. Yeah, and someone from the 804 area code. So give them a second, see if they want to come in and make a statement or ask questions. But you've got one other point that you wanted to share about the book. And I love this because it goes back to the mindset. And part of being unstoppable is meaning that you can't be stopped. The un stands for can't. So it's in the definition of being unstoppable, that you can't be stopped. And that's why I love that word so much. But you also talk about completely erasing the word can't from people's mindset. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't want them to say can't. I mean, just cut it out. Just get rid of it. Like, when I started this and I wanted to erase can't from my mindset, I did push-ups. I wasn't good at push-ups at this time, and they were rather hard. So I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to do push-ups. But I've ended up doing push-ups, like 5 or 10 push-ups, right in the middle of the aisle at Kroger, or in the chiropractor's office, or in the gym. It doesn't matter where I am. If I say the word can't, I do 5 push-ups. And it is as embarrassing as that sounds, let me tell you, it really is. If you're sitting there talking to somebody and you say the word and you just all of a sudden get down and do 5 push-ups, that's kind of weird. That's kind of like they're going to stop and be like, what are you doing? So I just basically erased that word because I didn't want to do the push-ups. I didn't want to be embarrassed.
I got you. Wow, that is a powerful story, especially when you look at it in its totality, because you've been in physical therapy now how many years?
Over 15 years.
And he told you at the very beginning that he had a ruptured spleen. He had a what was considered a broken neck. He had what was considered a crushed spine. You know, he had many, many, many things that he had to rehab through. He had to recover from. And now, just so that he won't say the word can't, he's doing push-ups. There are people in a similar situation that can't get out of bed, and this man right here is doing push-ups. Phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're talking to Jeff Marconet. Jeff is our guest this evening. He is the co-author of the Live Your Best Life series book, Answering the Call, and he's going to be in Maryland. What city in Maryland is it going to be in?
It's in Laurel, Maryland.
Laurel, Maryland.
Like 15 miles from Dulles Airport in Washington.
Yes. So he's going to be in the DMV area, Laurel, Maryland, June 10th, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, speaking live with the Live Your Best Life conference with Les Brown and Dr. Reuben West live on stage. And, oh, by the way, your boy, Mr. Unstoppable, he's going to be part of the Live Your Best Life conference as well.
I'm
live
gonna stop
streaming.
Him.
You can't stop me, man. The video is going to be there. I'm going to be hanging out virtually with you guys.
You
love
me 5 push-ups.
I got you. We're going to do it. June 10th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Laurel, Maryland. If you're going to be in the Maryland area, in the DMV area, definitely go check them out. But if you're not, then we want you to go to liveyourbestlife17.com. Liveyourbestlife17.com. You can register for this free event, and you'll get to see my boy Jeff Marconet, as well as Mr. Unstoppable, sharing nuggets on how you can live your best life, not now, but right now. All right? So, Jeff, you got any final words of wisdom you want to share with the audience before we go and take a little bit of a break?
Yeah. You guys, somebody asked me a question. I mean, I don't bite unless you're into that sort of thing, and then it won't be hard, I promise. But
someone did press the button. So go finish that thought, and then we're gonna bring someone live onto the call. So finish your thought, and then we're gonna bring him in.
All right. I realized after everything that coming out of the coma was amazing, don't get me wrong, but I realized that other people are in a coma every day, and they don't just come out of it. They don't use their abilities, their talents, their gifts in life, and that is like being in a coma.
Oh, that's tweetable. I love it. I love it. Some people are, you were in a physical coma, but there are a lot of people walking around day after day after day in that mental coma. They are stuck in their own mind. Their mind has shut down. They're feeling like that they can't move forward, and they're stuck in their own stuff. Wow, that's some powerful stuff that you said there. And we are going to make a difference. You are going to make a difference. You're going to show people how to get unstuck, how to come out of their own coma and learn how to make every second in their life count. I love it. Let's go to the phones. We've got someone calling in from the 804 area code. The last four digits are 8453. Caller, you're on the Unstoppable Stories Show. Who's this?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is S.C. Urquhart up in Virginia. Can you hear me?
Yes, S.C., we hear you. Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show.
Thank you, sir. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing great. Say hello to Jeff Marconette.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going, sir?
It is going great. You?
So do you
have
a question or a comment, S.C.?
A little bit of both. I just wanted to I've been listening to the show, Jeff, and you know, God bless you for what you've come through and how far you've come and the way that you're using your experience to empower others to live their best life. So God bless you for that. I'm wondering, though, what was the most difficult thing you had to grasp once you came out of the coma? What was the hardest thing that you had to overcome, whether it was physically or mentally? I'm wondering how you were able to get in this calm, peaceful, powerful state of mind after such a traumatic event.
That's a great question. Thank you. I basically, my biggest struggle has been either walking or writing, and writing because I still can't physically write, like with my hands, like writing. I mean, I can type a little bit on a computer, but it's pretty darn slow. And walking, I walk, yeah, don't get me wrong, but my walking isn't the prettiest, isn't the smoothest thing in the world, and I'm practicing both of those things on a daily basis, and I am going to get better at those, and it's just a matter of time.
Wow, great, great, great. And you know what, again, as I said earlier, I love the fact that you have been transparent and you've been vulnerable not only with your rehab, but the things that are limiting you right now, but those, they are not stopping you from living your best life. I love that so much. So, SC, thank you so much for being bold enough to press that one on your touchtone phone and ask your question to Jeff this evening. So
yes,
we appreciate you. We thank you,
thank you for inspiring you know, folks to live their best life, man. I'm getting pumped up by that. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a little break, got to pay some bills. We want to shout out to our sponsors here at the Unstoppable Stories Show. We've got new sponsors this month, and actually the sponsors are going to be our guests after the commercial. They are Sean and Dorian Nash. They are the authors of the upcoming book, Do You Love Me Still? How We Made It Through Our First 7 Years of Marriage and Beyond. We'll be talking to them right after the commercial break about their book and their upcoming book signing. Jeff, we want you to hang out with us. Can you hang out with us a little while longer?
Yes, sir.
All right. We appreciate you. You guys, you are watching and listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Again, you can call in 323-870-3764. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. If you've got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Stories Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Yes, indeed. You can check us out. Be a part of the Unstoppable Stories Show. If you've got an unstoppable story, give us an email. Let me hear your story by going to Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. We're going to put it right in the Facebook feed right now. Send me your unstoppable story. And who knows, you might be the next guest on the Unstoppable Stories Show. So you could be just like this powerful couple that we're about to introduce to the show. They are none other than my clients and my friends, Sean and Dorian Nash. They are the authors of this powerful new book that is out on Amazon and sure to be an Amazon bestseller real soon. The name of the book is Do You Love Me Still? How We Made It Through Our First 7 Years of Marriage and Beyond. So let's welcome them to the show right now. I'm not sure if we got both of them or one of them, so we're just going to open up the mic, and we're going to welcome to the show Sean and Dorian Nash. Sean, Dorian, are you guys on the call?
Yeah, well, I am one half of the duo. My husband is still at his day job, but you have Dorian here.
Oh, well, welcome, Dorian. Dorian H. Nash, one of the co-authors of the book, Do You Love Me Still? How are you this evening?
Doing great and fantastic, and just really inspired by Jeff's story. I know, you know, we're probably here going to talk about the book, but I had a real quick question to Jeff, if I may, because I was just so blown away by his story. Is that okay?
Let me open his mic back up so he can hear you. And he can respond to your question. Hey,
so,
Jeff, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Jeff, say hello to Dorian.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff. First of all, I just want to commend you and just so appreciate your story and the things that you shared tonight. It's just really inspiring, and just God bless you for what you've been through. But there are a lot of things that struck me, like in particular when you just mentioned about how people walk around in comas all day. That was very powerful. But even my question is, because of all of the different things that happened to you, you know, the spine being broken, the spleen, and just, you know, and you were in such bad shape, if anybody had an excuse not to, you know, pursue their best life, you would have had that excuse, and most people would have said, I understand, and would have probably accommodated you. What did you do within yourself to say, no, I'm not going to settle for that? What was it in you that made you push through when I'm quite sure many people would have allowed you to give yourself those excuses?
Well, I'm not really sure about that. I mean, I was raised
to be someone that didn't give up, to be someone that always knew they could do it if they wanted. They just had to want it. And I knew that a defeatist attitude does nothing but lead to defeat. And
wow.
I said that in my book.
Hold the phone. You know, we don't let those tweetables go by. Jeff, say that again. A defeatist attitude, what?
A defeatist attitude always leads to defeat.
Wow. Somebody better put that out there in Facebook land. A defeatist attitude always leads to defeat. Why is that, Jeff? Why does that always happen that way?
Well, I mean, if you think you're going to fail, you are going to fail. And if you think you're going to win, you are going to win. That's a famous quote. I don't really know who said it, but that's a quote.
Right.
Yes. Yes. You know, Henry Ford paraphrased that, if you think you are, or whether you think you aren't, you're right. And then greatest book that was ever written, the greatest book ever written said, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think with a defeatist attitude, you can't help but be anything but defeated. But if you think with a I can't be stopped attitude, then that's exactly it too. So I love how you said that. A defeatist attitude always leads to defeat. I'm going to give that to you about two more times, and then that's going to be part of my next presentation. Okay, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for your story, and thank you for what you've shared and just, you know, how you impacted people's lives.
No, thank you. I'm very proud of you for writing this book.
Well, thank you. It has definitely been a labor of love with my husband and myself. And we are just super, super excited for this coming Saturday for the book signing, and just really hopefully, you know, to meet people like yourself and others that will come out and, you know, show support and just be able to help relationships. So we think that's our calling, is to help those that are in relationships.
Yes. Well, you're doing a great job answering your call.
Well, thank you. Well, coming from you, that means a lot. So thank you so much. God bless you.
So, Dorian, tell us a little bit about the book, and then let's talk about the event and how people can still be a part of the event that's coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. So the book, Do You Love Me Still? How We Made It Through the First 7 Years of Our Marriage and Beyond, is really, like I said earlier, it's a labor of love. Every chapter title is reference to a song title that somehow references back to our relationship. So really what the reader gets whenever they, you know, when they read the book, is the soundtrack to our love story. And then we couple that with the fact that a lot of times when you're thinking about building a solid foundation, you think of building a home. And so we correlate how we build our marriage as you would build a home, wanting to have a secure footing, to have a firm foundation, and then to have a solid framework. And so it's kind of, so it's those kind of layers. And so we speak very conversationally in the book. We may share the same story, but from two different perspectives. And then after each chapter, we have some sort of lesson that we hope that our readers will, you know, will see. And then some journaling questions, so you can kind of take some notes, and hopefully that is interactive in that way for the reader, that, you know, to put some pen to paper and some thoughts to some of the things that they're reading about. And it's meant to be entertaining, but, you know, also to make you think a little bit.
I love it. And you talk about not only your relationship before you got married, you talk about the first, going through the first 7 years of marriage, and then you talk about family, and then you also express the fact that, you know, you've made it through, and now you guys have been married 17 years, right?
Yep, 17 going on 18. And, you know, the thing of it is that, you know, we don't profess ourselves to be, we're not therapists, we're not professionals in this field, but we are an everyday couple, and we believe that because we've been married 17 years, that we have a voice, that we can lend our voice to what it takes. Certainly, we share our own experiences, and we're not saying that you have to do exactly what we do, but, hey, here's what we did, and if it works for you, great. If there's some sort of nugget that you can take from it, great. So we just, so like I said, it's very conversational.
I love it. Well, you know what? I am so excited. I can't wait for this weekend, this Saturday, to be at the official book signing launch for Do You Love Me Still by Sean and Dorian Nash. It's going to be at the APS Books and More store. That's Authors Promoting Success, for those of you guys who don't know the acronym. That's at 2653 South Lawndale here in Chicago. So if you're in the Chicagoland area or if you're within driving distance, we definitely want to see you in the place this Saturday, June 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. I will be your MC for the event. We're going to have great conversation. We're going to have great entertainment. We'll have a singer and a band there. And then, you know, maybe if you guys get there soon enough, if you get there early enough, if you fill in the seats, maybe, just maybe, I can convince Sean and Dorian to maybe even read a couple of chapters of the book to the audience. But that, you've got to be there. That we ain't live streaming that event. You got to be in the place. Where's that place again, Dorian?
At APS Books and More at 2653 South Lawndale in Chicago, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And if I might add, so, you know, a lot of times when people hear book signing, they think, well, you know, you just come in and we're just sitting there and signing books. And trust me, we will do that. But as Terrence just mentioned, this is a book signing event. We're going to have entertainment. I'm very excited to announce that the singer that Terrence is mentioning is a local talent. His name is Jesse Dean Stanford. And if you're familiar with any of his work, he's done some off-Broadway showcases, the Show Tune Mosh Pit. He's been at the theater at the center that presents The Wiz. I don't know what character that he actually played in The Wiz. I think he was the Cowardly Lion. But when I tell you that I can sing, it's an understatement. He don't sing. He sang. You know what I'm saying?
He sang.
And then he sang. And so we just really want it to be an experience for those that want to come out. Along with him, another dear friend of mine, Laura Jenkins, she will also be singing. She herself has produced a CD a number of years ago and still singing, still teaching, phenomenal talent. Again, this is local talent that we're talking about here. And we're going to have a Q&A with the people that hopefully that are listening that come out. And like I said, this is not going to be just your standard book signing. This is a book signing event. So it would behoove you, for those that are listening, to come on out on Saturday, June 3rd, to APS Books and More from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I guarantee you, you're going to have a good time, because we are going to have a good time. We're going to live, as Jeff just said, we're going to live and continue to live our best life, and we're super excited for what's about to happen.
Now, where do they go if they still want to register to come out to the event on Saturday?
So you have two options. Certainly, you can still pay at the door the day of and get your book that day, but we have an Eventbrite, so it's doyoulovemestill.eventbrite.com. If you want to purchase your tickets in advance, that guarantees you a spot, because I have a feeling that there's limited seating. So I have a feeling that if you don't get your ticket before Saturday, you might be standing up. It might be standing room only. So, and that's fine. We don't mind that either. But if you really want a seat, then it would behoove you to go to Eventbrite and get your ticket early. They're only $20. For that, you're going to get a signed copy from Sean and I. You're going to get the entertainment. You're going to get the refreshments. You're going to get a reading. You're going to get a Q&A. I mean, for $20, I mean, that's a heck of a deal for a book signing. So I think that you'll be well pleased with what's going to happen.
Can't beat it with the stick. So I'm putting the quest out there. I'm putting the challenge out there to all my Unstoppable fans here in the Chicagoland area. We want to see you at the Do You Love Me Still book signing this Saturday. The book signing event, she called it. I'm calling it an experience.
Yes.
The book signing experience this Saturday from 3 to 6.
Yes.
APS Books and More. 2653 South Lawndale. I put the link for the registration on Facebook Live in the comments. doyouloveme still.eventbrite.com. Let's go ahead. Let's register. Let's pack this place this weekend for Sean and Dorian and their book signing for this phenomenal book, if I do say so myself. Do You Love Me Still? Thank you, Dorian, for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for, you know, just the incredible work that you're doing and bringing on all these phenomenal guests. It's really been a pleasure.
I appreciate you. All right, and we're going to bring Jeff back into the conversation. Jeff, are you still hanging out with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jeff. So, again, you know what? Kudos to you. Thank you to you. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for your tenacity to keep pushing forward despite the challenges. Thank you for answering the call, answering that call that was placed on your heart, inside of your soul, to share the message that only you can share in the way that only you can share it. We love you, man, and we can't wait to hear your presentation on June 10th. Tell them again where you're going to be on June 10th, and then let them know if they can't wait till June 10th to connect with you. If they want to connect with Jeff Marconet Jr. right now and learn about his 2.5 month second story, how can they do that?
All right. Well, thank you again, Terrence. I'm happy for this opportunity. And actually, I didn't answer the call. You answered this call because I called you.
Yes,
but,
you did.
But you can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm on there. Terrence can give you the spelling of my name if you like. Or if you would like to reach out to me in email form, you can at inspiredbyjeff@yahoo.com.
Say that one more time.
inspiredbyjeff@yahoo.com.
I love it. I love it. So why should they want in one minute or less? Tell our audience why they should make every moment count, starting right now.
Because you guys have a life. You have one life. I received a second chance at my life. Most of the time, you're not going to. And I am the success story. Don't think you're going to go through what I went through and come out in the same place I am, because that's probably not going to happen. So go out there and make your life count. Make every second count, because there's 86,400 seconds in a day, and don't waste a single one.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's Jeff Marconet Jr., you guys. Check him out on June 10th. As part of the Live Your Best Life conference, online or in person, if you're in Laurel, Maryland. If you're going to be watching online, you can go to liveyourbestlife17.com. liveyourbestlife17.com, and you can register for this event, and you will be in the house to listen to Jeff Marconet. Hey, Jeff, as I like to always say, don't just make it a great day. Make it an unstoppable day, buddy.
It's already been one.
All righty. Thank you so much. That's Jeff Marconette, you guys. Jeff Marconette Jr., co-author of the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call. Shout out to Angie Hodges on Facebook Live. She's part of the Live Your Best Life series, Answering the Call book. You can check her out on Facebook, Angie Hodges. She's another one of our phenomenal black belt speakers. Definitely, if you can't wait till June 10th, then you can go to Jeff's Facebook page. You can go to Angie's Facebook page, and they can tell you how you can get a copy of the Live Your Best Life series book right now. I'm sure they'll put it right in your hand so that you can start answering your own call. Well, that's our show for this evening. Thank you guys for listening on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. And thank you guys for watching out in Facebook land, Facebook Live. You know what? There are thousands, if not millions, of unstoppable stories out there. Jeff is just one of them. Each and every second of the day, somebody's doing something incredible. Somebody's doing something amazing. Somebody is doing something unstoppable. And they're not doing it just for themselves. They're doing it just for you. Because there are people watching you even when you don't know they're watching. There are people watching you to see how you're going to overcome your tragedy. There are people watching you to see when you're going to come out of your coma. There are people watching you to see if you have what it takes to answer the call. Do you have what it takes to answer the call? Or are you stuck in your own mental coma, like Jeff said earlier? We don't want you to be stuck, and we definitely don't want you to be stopped here at the Unstoppable Story Show, because you know what I say, why would you ever settle for less when you can be unstoppable? So come out of that mental coma that may be holding you hostage to living a life of mediocrity, a life of average, a life of just settling. Come out of that mental coma and answer the call. There is greatness inside of you, as Les Brown says. You were created for a purpose, but if you never come out of the coma, if you never wake up and let the purpose out, trust me, there's someone else watching you that will never, ever reach their potential as well. That's the show. And as in closing, I like to always say, I want you to learn how to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Do me a favor, go ahead and share this broadcast with somebody who needs to come out of their coma and answer their call. And until next week, I don't want you to just have a great week. I want you to have an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life the next level. Take care, family.